Let's talk about good effing sex. You know what that is to me? That is when my partner and me come at the same time. That really is the top of the mountain for me. And I think that's because it rarely happens. And that's because there's an orgasm gap. Women take a little bit longer to come than guys. It's just a fact. But I have a solution for you, and that is Promescence Delay Spray. Their delay spray is not just for guys with PE, okay? It is for any guy who wants to last longer in bed without having to worry about lasting longer in bed. And that's because it's not going to numb you out, and it's not going to transfer to your partner. And for your partner, they have a whole line of women's products. I recommend their warming gel. They also have lube and condoms, and they sell supplements called Vitaflux that are going to make you and your partner hornier. I had a guest on recently who talked about Vitaflux and how her guy was taking it and he got all horned up, okay? So listen, not only does her guy and I recommend Promescent, over 2,000 medical professionals recommend Promescent too. So go get yourself some. And for listeners of this show, you're going to get 15% off your whole order. So order up, okay, when you do place your order, because you're going to get 15% off anything. All you got to do is go to promescent.com/strictlyanon to get 15% off your whole order. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description, click on the link, and 15% is going to be automatically applied at checkout.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I get so excited when I get a comment. If you leave a rude comment about me or my guests, of course I'm not gonna air it, okay? I get the option to post it or not. And I also can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice, okay? But anyway, if you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. You could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode, or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreons. Patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month and I feel like you get a lot for that. So all of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the description, so you don't have to worry about writing it down. Okay, so today I have on Mateo. Mateo called in to my confessions hotline and talked about how he was dying for his wife to fuck his brother. And his wife was into it. And I'm like, I have a million questions for this guy. It turns out that this guy is very much a cuck. He's not only interested in his girl banging his brother, he explains that situation, but he's into her banging guys. He's got that fantasy. He's married to a very conservative girl, but he was able to turn that very conservative girl who had a very religious background and upbringing, turn into the type of girl that's like now banging another guy with him, without him. She's a total hot wife. He's totally into it. They've had some bumps along the way. You're going to have to listen for all the details, but it's a super interesting story. He's definitely a cuck. Like I said, he's got a little, some real cuck tendencies. And his wife is very much now into hot wifing. And the story is interesting because this was a guy that got his girl who was not into it at all, totally into it. And now they're living their best life. So anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Mateo.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Mateo. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I love that everybody that leaves me confessions winds up hearing their confessions on the episode. And then they call in and they're like, oh, they call in to give me the whole story. Because I always have so many questions when I get people's quote unquote confession, just a little small thing. And your confession that I'm going to remind people about. And we're going to be talking about you being kind of like a cock and liking your girl to like fuck other people. But like what you said in your confession on my hotline is that you had this like really intense fantasy of your wife banging your brother. Okay. Oh my God. And you knew your brother had a big dick. And I'm like, why did he know his brother had a big dick? And you said your wife was like kind of into it. And I was like, oh my God, where does this fantasy come from? Maybe we should start there. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. So I think the whole reason the whole fantasy started, I think, is because my wife and I were very religious. I still think she holds on to that a lot more than I do. And we grew up in a church that's very, very strict. So much so that once we had gotten married and whatnot, she didn't even like the fact that if there was a naked woman on the TV, that if I saw her, she would get a little upset about that. And one day we were watching a movie and there was this naked guy and she starts closing her eyes. And I told her she didn't have to, that it was fine. And it kind of turned me on a lot knowing that she was seeing another guy naked. He's pretty attractive too. So with that said, I feel like that's where that whole fantasy kind of all began. And it kind of developed over time, just watching porn and whatnot. I started watching stuff with cuckold porn, hot wife porn, stuff like that, that I thought was really attractive. Turned me on big time. My wife, she didn't really know I was watching all of that. In the meantime, she caught me a couple times.
And what did she say? Because listen, I know there are people out there, extremely religious people, especially because it was put on them when they were little, like all of these things are so bad that they would feel guilty looking at a naked man or watching porn and they would think it's horrifying if their husband was doing the same thing. How did she react when she saw your porn?
So she seems pretty horrified at first, but we had a pretty long talk about it. I think after the second time she caught me and I told her, I was like, listen, this is, I like to watch it. I hope you don't mind. It's something that I don't think I can let go. I need to keep watching it sometimes just because it helps me get out that desire to do something. So with that said, she ended up coming out to me and telling me that she was pretty much okay with me watching it as long as it didn't go any farther than that. She didn't want me actually doing anything with anybody. But I don't think she really grasped the idea of it actually being cuckold porn or anything like that. She didn't see it in that context because she didn't watch it with me. She only had caught me watching it. So She was more so afraid that I would go out and try to do things with other women.
That you'd find another guy to double team someone. She wasn't realizing that you wanted her to be the girl in that. She thought you wanted another girl to be in there.
Exactly.
Can I ask you a quick question, though, about the porn? Did you go looking for it because of that time when your wife saw that guy on TV? Or did you stumble upon cuckold porn around that same time and you realize, oh, this is fucking hot? Or did you go looking for it?
No, so I think that I kind of always watched porn in general, but yeah. The cuckold stuff really just kind of started after that. After I'd watched that movie with my wife and she had watched that scene with me, it turned me on so much that I wanted to see what it was about and I guess fantasize about it. So it was something that I guess really just turned me on.
So she allowed you then to watch your porn. She was like, okay, listen, you could do it.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to wind up going and doing anything with anyone else, but it's fine if you're watching some porn.
Exactly. And I think it was like maybe 2 or 3 months later that I had actually brought it up to her that what I was watching was cuckold porn. And she asked me why I told her that. And I was like, well, I've actually got this really strong fantasy of wanting to watch you with another guy. And she is, she reacted in a way that she was like, why would you want to do that? So she seemed very confused about it. So it took a lot of talking. And at first she pretty much agreed to fantasize about it. And we started watching the porn together and stuff. And I actually talked to her about it on and off for probably 3 or 4 years. Before we finally got to the point where we're at now, which is pretty cool because now we're actually in the lifestyle. She's going out with this guy, or was until last night at least.
Okay, but let's not jump there. What I want to go back to, though, because I know we want to hit everything and you got some great stories, but I did start out this conversation asking you about like where the brother fantasy comes into play. Explain the conversation with your wife about it. And then I remember exactly where we were. Yeah.
He and I have done a lot of seasonal work together, basically sales. And with that said, we spent lots of summers together. And I guess during one of those summers, I don't remember exactly how it got brought up, but I think I had mentioned it to her that I wouldn't mind if, because my brother's a super flirtatious personality towards, I think, everybody.
Right.
But he seemed super flirtatious to my wife one day, and I just pretty much kind of jokingly, but inside of me, not so jokingly, told her that I wouldn't mind seeing, or not seeing her, but having her go out with my brother and get it on with him pretty much. So me knowing that he's hung, so I'll go back to that because that's what was in my confession. But basically, we play football together. I'm actually probably more, what's the word I'm looking for, more self-conscious about my size because of something that had happened while we were in football. So there was these big open showers. Everybody showered together. Everybody saw everybody. It didn't matter. Nobody really thought anything of it. But I knew my brother was pretty well hung, but then this one day I get out of the shower and he's like, dude, have you seen, we'll call him
your Fred, brother, just your
Fred
brother. Yeah.
Yeah. My brother's penis.
Yeah.
It's huge. And he went on to say, it's the biggest one I've ever seen. And with that said, it made me feel small to a point where it kind of gave me, I can't think of the word right now, but it made me a lot more self-conscious about myself and my size. So
humiliated?
Yeah, a little humiliated. I'm actually not small, though. I'm about 7.5 inches. It's just not extremely girthy. It's 4.5. So with that said, I was always very self-conscious. That's the word I was looking for, self-conscious about it. And it it ended up turning into later on in life more of a turn on knowing that she would be pleased by somebody else. And I guess that's why the whole brother cuckold thing kind of correlated. So I don't know exactly how it got there, but I think that had a lot to do with it.
And it was just because this person, it just happened to be your brother, but it probably, if they said Joe Schmo down the hall has the biggest dick, maybe it would have triggered you to think of her with that guy at that time or something. Somehow it just all got created and it just happened to be your brother with the big dick.
Exactly, exactly.
You told your wife, though. Okay, right?
Yeah.
Because you did say in your confession, like you told your wife, and she was like kind of down with it. I was like, oh my God, how's that conversation go?
So that actually happened more recently. That was probably about a year ago that she told me she was down with it. But the conditions were that he would have to be divorced first.
Spring has sprung and the summer's just around the corner. Now, I don't know if you're like me and you're totally hornier in the warmer weather. Well, if you are, then you need to download the Dipsy app. Dipsy is an app full of short, sexy audio stories. No matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. They bring hot scenarios to life with killer soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about all kinds of super hot and super heavy hookups. They literally have hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release content every week. So in between listening to your fave stories again and again, you could always find something new to explore. They also have sleep stories and wellness sessions and sexy written stories as well. And they also have what I love most about Dipsy, their jump to the action button. So if you're super horny and you want to get right to it, you just press a button and it takes you right to where the action starts. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. Or just go to the description, click on the link, and get 30 days of free access. Good news, Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
She's married. She doesn't want to ruin any relationships in the family. So with that said, I think we've definitely put it on the back burner pretty permanently, unless if something were to happen. I know it still probably should only stay a fantasy, but it is something where she's pretty much told me if he ever does get divorced that he'll be on her list.
Oh my God. How does your wife go from the repressed girl that can't even see a guy naked on TV to like, yeah, I can't wait for your brother to get divorced so I could fuck him?
It took a long time to get to that point. So it took a lot of, I think, pillow talk more so than anything, just fantasizing in bed. And I would, I guess, while we were getting it on, I would actually. I ended up buying this sleeve. I don't know if it a penis sleeve is or a cock sleeve, but basically it adds length and it adds girth. This thing it's huge. It works really well.
Okay.
The first time I put that on, I had never heard her make the sounds that she made.
Wow.
So it was really hot, and it was something that I used to kind of role play with her a little bit with, and I would ask her why it feels better and what she wants to do, and she would kind of go into it a little bit. I'm talking about my brother, saying that she would like to do it with him because he's bigger and thicker, but she's never seen it, but I've told her, so.
Yeah, I think that this is interesting for other people to hear, because like you said, there was like a couple years or a few years that went by before she's actually hooking up with guys. And there's a lot of guys that aren't in your position where their wife is already banging another guy. They're like 3 years ago for you, right? They want their wife to do that. So it's always interesting to hear how someone was able to turn their very vanilla wife, especially, right? Because your wife was really hardcore vanilla, and you got her to do something that a lot of guys listening want their wife to do. So it's interesting to see how you made that happen. And a lot of it, you're saying, was role playing and dirty talk.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. That was most of it. And just kind of talking about fantasies. And I would always kind of mention to her, ask her what her fantasies are. And she was always like, I don't really have any fantasies. Pretty much up until very recently.
Well, let me ask you this, because I just did a Girl Talk episode and someone had wrote in and said, my wife always tells me she doesn't have sexual fantasies. But, you know, could that be true? Do women not have sexual fantasies? And I was like, I don't think any woman doesn't have fantasies, but I think that they're just afraid to put them out on the table. So your wife was one of those women that were like, never supposedly had a sexual fantasy, but after you kept prodding her to think about if she had them, like eventually she copped to having some sexual fantasies.
Yeah, exactly. So it was something that took a really long time,
yeah,
for her to either realize that she had them or to finally just admit that she had them. So It was definitely a long process, but definitely well worth the process, in my opinion.
Let me ask you a question. What were her sexual fantasies that she wound up putting on the table? What was she fantasizing about that you found out?
So ultimately, the sexual fantasies that came out, I guess, during the pillow talk more so than anything, was about my brother and about mainly just having a lover, somebody who was more endowed than me.
Even though you're endowed.
Yeah, it was pretty hard to find, let me tell you. It was not easy.
Yeah, because you said you roll like 7 inches and you're kind of thick, and then you were putting a sleeve on it and making it even bigger, so now you're getting her used to that bigger dick. Oh my god.
Yeah, exactly. And it was, you know, it took going through probably 100 different people more so to finally find somebody that she found not only attractive, but somebody that was girthier than me. She doesn't care too much about the length.
Yes.
It's more so the girth that she cares about. So the guy that we actually found ended up being about an inch less than me in length, but probably an inch or an inch and a half.
Oh my
girthier.
God. That's a lot.
Yeah.
An
it
inch,
is a lot.
Girthier, an inch wider than you is a lot, if you're really talking like in truth, right? You're 1 inch thicker than you. That's like massive.
Yeah. He's really, really well endowed. His length, like I said, it's not the same as mine, but I just like watching her be pleased. And that's what gets her off. So it's something that I enjoy very much.
Yeah, but let's not speed up to that. So let's stay where we were at, because like I said, this whole process is super interesting to people. So you're talking, you're doing pillow talk, you're playing around. You're definitely a little cuck-like in that you want the guy to have a bigger dick. That's definitely not always a part of a cuck or a stag's scenario, but a lot of times it is. And that's another thing that's very counterintuitive. You'd be like, why would a guy want me to fuck someone who's bigger than him? But a lot of times that is a part of the fantasy for the guy, for whatever reason. And you're not even a small guy. But maybe that little humiliation thing that happened to you was tied into a little turn on, and when now you're kind of wired into that. Who knows? But your guys are talking about it. You're fantasizing. The guy with the bigger dick comes into play for both of you. That becomes a thing that you guys are looking, right? So now, How long did it take before you decided to go out and start looking for a guy, and then tell me that whole experience from the beginning?
Okay, so that's kind of a funny story. So about, I want to say 3 or 4 months ago, my wife said that we could start looking. And that was a huge step because she only had fantasized about it prior to that. She would refuse to allow us to look in any way. She did not want to use social media in any way. She told me that the only way this was going to happen was if she was going to the gym and could find somebody at the gym.
Yeah.
So we live in a very rural area. And let me tell you, it's very hard to find any attractive guys around here. So, and she's super picky.
Uh-huh.
So with that said, we tried that for a little bit, probably a month or two. And I gave up on it. I didn't think it was ever going to happen. I thought it was more so just kind of an excuse to get out of the house and go to the gym, which was fine with me too. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem to be going anywhere. So one day I just sat down to talk to her. I was like, listen, I've got this Reddit account. I see there's a swinger page in our specific state that we live. And why don't we just get on there and put something on there that you're wanting to find a bull who's more endowed than me, et cetera. And so we get on there and we post just a regular post, no pictures, nothing. And we got several hits, like probably 12 to 15 or so people respond. But it was pretty, the outcome, in my opinion, I don't want to sound like a douchebag, but it was pretty lame.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really weird people that were answering. Very strange. A lot of them super obese. And even some that were like micro penis size. And I was like, we're asking for somebody who's more endowed and not somebody that's less endowed. It got a little bit frustrating. And yeah, one day I was like, I told my wife that I wanted to start sexting me just for the fun of it. And so she starts sending me these pictures of her. And one night I actually took a few pictures of her also. And what ended up happening was one day when I was at work, I actually posted another post requesting the same thing, but with pictures of her, because knowing that she's attractive, I figured, well, maybe she'll actually attract some pretty attractive people.
Yeah.
So that's what I did behind her back. And I took a big risk on that because that's the type of thing that would normally irritate her to death.
And why did you do it behind her back?
I guess I was just getting a little antsy. I got a little gun shy, I guess. I wanted to see results.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it was, yeah, I'd just gotten so frustrated about it that I just decided to do it. And I did, and bit the bullet. And I told her the next day, I was like, look, I posted your pictures.
Oh, okay. So then you copped to it immediately.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Absolutely. Okay, then the next day I did, and I showed her. We had like probably 50 or so messages in the inbox with a bunch of different people. Some of them attractive and a lot of them, again, not so attractive.
But she must have been flattered, right?
We had some of them that... Yeah, yeah. So she was super flattered. She was extremely... She wouldn't cop to it at first, but I think it made her feel beautiful in a way, so, which she is.
Listen, I think for a lot of married women, and I hear this from a lot of hot wives that wound up doing this and never thought that they would. Listen, you're married to the same guy for so long. It's been a while for most women that are married that they got a lot of attention by another man or were made to feel attractive. It's one thing when your guy who loves you, that's been with you forever, that says you're sexy. But when it's like a new person, when you haven't had that in a long time, I think anyone's ego would be flattered by that. It's just normal human nature.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that is the story of how it all began.
Okay, so you get in all mm-hmm. these people, right? And now are there rules and regulations going in before you pick the guy? Like, what kind of conversations do you have about that?
Okay. So
why are you laughing?
I started off wrong, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think I heard too many podcasts, maybe you overthought a little bit, everything, and I just decided to throw all rules out the window. I told her, you know what, anything goes, whatever you want to do. And she ended up having a conversation with me about what if she falls for this person? What if she ends up having feelings for him? And I was just like, you know what? If you're able to love two people at the same time, that's awesome. It is what it is. And I'll accept that. And I'll love the fact that you're loving life.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if I should jump to this quite yet. But after the first time, I actually felt a lot of jealousy. And I think it was more so because I wasn't there. We ended up not having a babysitter that night. So I let her go out to a hotel by herself with a guy that we had already met in a parking lot. And she ended up doing a little bit in the parking lot, but not a whole lot. But do you want me to go ahead and go into that? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Okay. So we meet this guy. We had it planned for a couple weeks. So we ended up going out to this bar to meet this guy the first time. And he completely flaked on us. We were supposed to meet him there at, I think, 9:30. Well, 10 o'clock rolled around. He didn't show up. 10:30 rolled around. He still hadn't showed up. By 10:45, he said he was on his way. But we had planned to go back home so that the babysitter could leave.
Uh-huh.
By 11. So we were out of time at that point. So we just kind of were really frustrated at that point. So she ended up deciding not to go through with it at first. And then I kind of talked her back into it. I was like, listen, maybe, you know, he really had some issues going on or something that day where he couldn't make it on time. He said it was because of work.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up rescheduling for the following week. And the following week, like the day before, she ended up starting her period.
Oh, no.
So we still met up with him. We thought it would be a good idea to at least get to know each other face to face.
Yeah.
But I think he's kind of antisocial in a way, or he doesn't want to be seen in public. Whatever the two is, I'm not sure. But basically, when he got there, he just texted us and asked if we'd come out to the truck. So I walked her out to the truck, made sure everything was all right. And I have this app called Life 360 where I can watch her location, make sure nothing's happening.
Uh-huh.
So I actually left her there in the truck with him, and I went back into the bar. But I was sitting there staring at Life 360 the whole time, making sure she wasn't leaving.
Yeah. But like, how horny, though, are you, though, also during this scenario? Or are you more nervous because it's the first time? Like, how are you feeling?
So I felt very nervous the first time. But again, she had her period, so I knew nothing like that was going to happen. But I ended up sitting there in the bar for a whole nother hour before she finally gave me a call. She was like, hey, do you want to come out to the truck?
Huh.
And I was like, yeah, sure. So it turns out before I got to the truck, she had been giving him head for like a whole 45 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in the truck and she starts again. Now this time, of course, she's like turning around every single 2 minutes or so. And she's turning around and asking me if I'm okay every time. And I was just like, I am more than okay. At that point, I had such a hard and my emotions wouldn't get the best of me. So
yeah.
With that said, I absolutely loved that first time. It was actually the second time. I got him a little confused. The second time was when she had actually gone to a hotel the following week with him because we didn't have a babysitter. I ended up staying home with the kids. Because I thought it would be hot either way. I was thinking, well, it's going to be hot whether I'm there or not. And she promised she'd take videos and stuff, which she did. But I ended up feeling a lot of jealousy and anxiety while I was on my own. I think it really made me feel very alone.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So that's one of our new rules, or at least I hope I hope we'll stick with it. But I've asked her that if she's going to do this or if we're doing a hotel or anything, that we do it with a babysitter, or at least until I can acclimate to it.
Listen, a lot of times I hear stories that, and most of the time, actually, when I'm hearing stories, they work up to solo play. It really sounds like you guys jumped right into it. And like you're saying, that was maybe too quick. And I think that that would be true for most people.
Yeah. It was way too quick for me. And it gave me feelings of, I don't know, I guess fear of being left and just abandoned.
Yeah.
So it was something that I didn't imagine that I was going to feel, because I didn't think that hard on it. I didn't think I would feel it, because I thought I had trained my mind enough to the point where by this time I wasn't going to be that jealous.
Exactly.
Or I wasn't going to be that anxious about it. And I was completely wrong.
No, this is all you've been thinking about. So why would you think that you couldn't handle it? You've been fantasizing about this and playing it in your head 50 million gazillion times, but you were thinking with your dick. There's another part of you that you forgot about. When you were horny for this situation, you weren't in your feelings. You were in your fucking cock. You were in your horniness. You were in that headspace. There's a whole other part of you that is now in this journey, right? It's not just jerking off. It's actually happening. So the human being part of you, it's going to come into play. That's why it happened.
Yeah, so... But when she got home, though, and I watched the videos, oh, my gosh, they were so hot. They were amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I did feel a little bit more jealousy also after I watched the videos, because, again, like with the sleeve, her faces that she was making and the moans were just, I think, the hottest thing I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah. It's, I think since that's happened, I've only watched actual porn now twice, and the only reason is because she keeps them on her phone. She won't let me have them on my phone.
Why?
She's afraid somebody while I'm working, like my brother or something, if he has to grab my phone because his phone died, to put something.
Oh yeah, she only trusts herself.
She's afraid
with
that
her
he'll
stuff.
Open them now.
She's smart.
I've told her I can block those.
It doesn't
I can
matter.
Block those pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
But she won't let me have them. So.
She's smart.
It is what it is, but I've only watched regular porn now like twice since then, and it's been, I think, 2 months or so since we started this. Now, that's unheard of for me, because normally I watch porn daily, but now I don't have to watch porn because I've got those videos, and I guess they kind of are porn, but, you know, specialized porn.
Well, what did you see in those porn scenarios? First of all, did she film the first one when she was in the car, like what you missed with the blowjob and stuff, or...
When I got in the car, I started filming secretly. She didn't want me to film because she was afraid that people in the bar or coming out of the bar would see with the flash.
Uh-huh.
So I turned the flash on my camera off and I started filming anyways. And I can see bits and pieces of it, but it's more so hearing. It's more audio than anything. There's like seconds when you can see her head going down on his cock, but it's not really that visually enticing. It's more so auditive at that point for me. It was just hearing it turned me on a lot.
Right.
But those videos didn't last very long. They were probably 5 or 6 minutes, and that was the end of that. Now when she went to the hotel with him alone, though, I had her record them, and it was amazing, but I wasn't extremely, I don't want to say satisfied, because it was extremely fun to watch, but I guess what I wanted to see more of was just the penetration and whatnot, and just not having somebody else to hold the camera. I didn't get to see all of that. So it was still fun to watch. I still got off watching it. It was hot, but the third time was definitely a charm.
Okay, let's go there. You're telling a good story. I shouldn't say one fucking word in this whole thing. Okay, go on.
Sure. So the third time, basically what ended up happening was he came over to our place And the kids were asleep. We had put them down a little bit early so that we could make sure they were fast asleep before he came. Uh-huh. But he shows up. We end up, all three of us, going to the bedroom. And my wife and I, we kind of getting it started. So she starts by making out with him. She's on top of him. He's taking her clothes off. She's taking his clothes off also. And she starts sucking him off. And they start having sex. I'm recording this whole time, just bits and pieces, because I wanted to have the videos, but at the same time, I wanted to watch with my eyes, not with the camera.
Yeah.
So with that said, she's getting into it with him. Eventually, she ends up in doggy position with him. And she calls me over and she starts sucking on my cock. Well, she's having sex with him, which to me was super hot. I don't think I lasted much longer than that. I think I came pretty quickly afterwards. But before I came, she actually asked me to have sex with her too. And that, so I get on top of her. We're just in missionary. But in the meantime, while we were going at it, she's whispering in my ear how much she loves his cock and how thick it is and how she loves it because it's that thick. And pretty much just thanking me for it. So it was a very, very hot experience, but I ended up getting off, and they ended up having sex for like a whole hour longer. In the meantime, I ended up getting it up again, and I actually came twice. But with that said, I think he might actually have an alcohol problem.
How come?
So the reason I say that is because for the first night, she said it was a very, very long time. He can keep it up really well, but it takes a lot to get him off. For some reason, like last time, he actually didn't even come.
Right.
So she actually felt a little defeated by it by the end of the night. She felt almost insulted, which I told her and assured her. I was like, listen, it's not you. I think he's probably an alcoholic. And I think that's what ultimately made it very difficult for him to get off the last time. My wife and I, we had a blast. He seemed to have had a blast also, but he never got off. So it was a little bit frustrating for my wife, but I definitely enjoyed it at least I enjoyed it every bit of it. So
yeah. Let me ask you, is that the three times you guys have been with that guy so far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so three times, four if you include, no, so it's been, so the first was the truck, then was her alone, then it was us all three together. So yeah, I guess it was only three. It might end up being four, it might not. I guess it just depends on him. Something very odd happened last night, so I guess this is a risk that you take when you get into this kind of lifestyle. He actually seems like a very clean person. My wife says he never stinks, never has any odor to him at all, always wears super clean clothes, etc. His truck's kind of old. It's a work truck. But with that said, last night she went to go talk with him just to see how he was doing and whatnot. She sat in his truck. And before she sat down, she saw this little bug run across the seat. And, well, she gets home after about an hour, and we're sitting on the bed together just talking about what they talked about and what went on. She's on her period again, so she didn't end up doing anything. But she looks down and she sees this bug on her dress. She flicks it off and suddenly it's running across the bed. And I look down and immediately I recognize it as a bed bug.
In his car?
So
from his car?
No, so at this point she was back home.
No, I know, but she picked it up in the car? Because I thought she only met him three times,
yeah.
But she did meet him a fourth time, but nothing happened because she had her period or something like that. She just met him in the car. This is another time, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's exactly what happened. So at that point, I was like, this, unfortunately, if he's not willing to get this fixed, it's going to have to end. Because I can't have that in my house.
You can't ever fix bed bugs. Sorry, they're like the cockroaches of bugs. You should never, if I were you, I would never ever see him again, because if he's bringing, first of all, bed bugs don't originate in a car. They wind up from like a home or something. So he's dragging them along from someplace. So that means he is fucking infested, which means you are infested, which means that you might have to move. I don't know. Bed bugs is like my biggest fear. And I would say he's not going to eradicate the bed bugs. It costs like $10,000.
So I was just going to say, I didn't want to mention that because I want to be as discreet as possible, but I do pest control. Been doing it for about 8 years.
Oh my God. So you know a bed bug when you see one.
That's how I knew exactly what it was.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I knew exactly what it was. I immediately picked it up with a paper towel, squished it, threw it outside, and told her to immediately strip down, throw her clothes in the wash, and then dry them on high heat and get a very hot shower, after which she actually even ironed her hair. So we were very precautious. I ended up stripping the bed after that, checked the entire bed, checked the entire house exactly. So I did a super thorough inspection, didn't find a single one. But it turns out he actually takes care of somebody, an old folk. I think he said it's his grandfather. And I think that his grandfather is probably the one that has them. And as he was giving his grandfather a ride to wherever he was giving him a ride to, I think that bed bug just fell off into his truck, which means even still, until we figure out where that thing came from, it's not happening again. So, which sucks, but at the same time,
Let me just say something. So listen, you know what? Now that I know that you're like, bed bugs is your business, if anyone could take the risk of getting bed bugs from a bull, it's you. Okay. I would never take that risk. That's why I was so extreme. Cause to me, bed bugs is, oh my God, the end of your life. I would have to move. I don't know. Cause I just have heard horror stories. Like once you have them, you never get rid of them. But you are somebody that, God forbid, you got them. That's your business. You could probably get a really great deal to clean your house and do what people have to do to get them out. So forget about the bed bugs. Are you going to say something to him? Dude, get your car cleaned out. Or are you going to clean out his car for him? Like I don't understand.
No. So I don't plan on doing anything with him at this point, just because he's I think too prideful to accept anything right now. And pretty much he rejected all of my questions last night. So
about the bed bugs?
With that said, yeah, okay. I think it's over between him and her.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So it ends with bed bugs. It's kind of a sad story. But let me go back to the hot part of your story. So do you have other guys that you're talking to, like in your message app or whatever?
No, not yet. Not yet. But we are eventually planning on hooking up with another guy. It just depends on when and who. Like I said, they just have to be more endowed than me. And fairly attractive. My wife is very picky on that side of things, so.
Well, what about like reclaiming sex? Like how has your sex life changed with your wife? What has this added to your relationship, if anything?
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. Sex is like it hasn't been in a very long time. It's almost like we're newlyweds again, but better. I guess knowing what we've been into and whatnot, and just the thoughts going through our heads as we're having sex is just incredible. So it is something that I very highly recommend to anybody that wants to get into it. But at the same time, be very patient if you are just starting to get into it, because it takes a long time.
Well, it sounds like it took you a long time to get your wife into it, but it doesn't sound like it took you a long time for you to get into it. You did get jealous the second time, but you hopped right back on board. And it seems like you're past that, or you're okay with everything and you just learn from that experience and won't have her go to a hotel alone. Like, how have you resolved that jealousy night in your mind?
So we ended up putting rules. And the other rule now that I kind of put out to her, I was like, listen, just please try not to fall in love with anybody else. If you do, it is what it is. But I would rather me be the main focus normally. I would rather be that, because she was messaging him all the time and I felt a little left out when I was even home. So I talked to her about that, and she's since stopped doing that while I'm home. And I feel like that's helped us out a lot too.
But do you have a fear that she could wind up falling for somebody else? That's your fear, right? That's the big fear in this situation.
That fear's still there. Uh-huh. It is still a fear.
Yeah, listen, you don't want to leave that window of opportunity. And that's what I'm always worried the most when I hear couples that are doing a lot of solo play. Listen, I think that if your relationship is really good and you're on very stable ground, there isn't that window of opportunity. But if there's like the slightest chance that maybe your partner could leave you for someone else, like you don't want to do a lot of solo play. I think that's where trouble could start. So is that new rule that you guys, that she won't play solo in a hotel? You always have to be there?
Yeah. So I'll always be there. And if nothing else, I told her, I was like, listen, if you ever do want to play solo, I'm going to have to be doing something to distract me.
And what would that be?
Anything really. She's actually told me that I'm allowed to go and do or go have sex with other women, but she's put the rule that she only wants them to be married women. So,
well, listen, there's a lot of guys.
She feels comfortable.
Well, listen, there's a lot of guys that have hot wives and they want them to go out and fuck another wife, another guy. So there's wives like that. It would be like your wife being offered to you. That actually can happen and you could find that. Have you gone looking for that?
I have a little bit, but I've since gave up on it, honestly, because it's not very easy to find. It seems like most of the couples in this area are only looking for couples.
Uh-huh.
So it's a little frustrating, but it is what it is. I'm honestly super satisfied with just the cuckolding and hot wifing aspect.
Why wouldn't you guys though try another couple? Would you be into that? That's my last question.
I think that I would. She doesn't want to go that route yet. She feels like she's going to feel jealousy towards me.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. You just said she told you to go play with other women if you want. Now she says she'd be jealous if you fucked a couple with her there. Like, I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, she just doesn't want to see it. She's told me she just doesn't want to see it.
Oh, okay.
She's okay with it happening, but she doesn't want to see it. And she wants it to be a married person. So, and I'm respecting that rule. I'm not going to break that rule. I love her to death.
No, but let me just tell you something, okay? Just don't ever do that. Don't ever go play with a woman alone. Because when someone tells you, you could go and do it, but I don't want to see it. That's a person that, like she said, would be jealous if she saw it. So she might be jealous if it actually happens too when she's sitting home knowing. I just wouldn't go there. So it's good. Listen, thank God you're like a true cuck and you could care less about banging other girls. Because I think it would cause trouble because it doesn't sound like she's really into it, but she's just trying to be fair with you.
Yeah. And I'm honestly just happy watching. I'm happy watching. And the little bit of join in that I got the other night was amazing too. So I can definitely be satisfied with that.
Yeah, I love it. I love your story. I think it's super interesting because here you are, a guy that was fantasizing it for a long time. You're a young guy too, and you were married to a very conservative vanilla woman. And you were able over time, which is realistic, over many years to get your girl not only open to the idea, but ready for the idea. And now you guys you've been living out your fantasy and everybody's happy. And yet hasn't been totally smooth sailing. You had that little bit of that jealousy and stuff. But I think that that's real life. And that's how you learn, especially if you don't go in with a lot of rules. It's how you find out which ones you should have. It's the way to really figure out what you want and don't want. So I think it's okay. And if you're in a healthy relationship, you could weather through that stuff. So does your wife know you're calling into my show or no?
Yes, she does.
Okay, well, if you want to send me in hot pics of your wife and, you know, like anonymous pics for my Patreon, that would be cool. Do you think you could? And it's only if she's okay with it. You know what I'm saying?
I'll ask her. I'm not sure if she will or not. So I'll ask, and if she's okay with it, I'll send them.
All right, but do that sooner than later so I know, and I'll put it in the description if she is. I'll put it in. If not, I'll take this out. But, you know, you could send them to me, and I'll put them on Patreon. They're all anonymous, no face in the pics or anything like that, just like sexy pics. People send me pics of, like, in bikinis or lingerie, whatever. But listen, thanks so much for giving me two kind of episodes, right? You gave me a great confession to air on my confessions hotline. And now you got this super interesting cuck hot wife story. That's another great episode. So thanks for calling in and sharing your story.
Bye.
by everyone. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about, or you just have a really super interesting life story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics, and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous.